A follow-up now on Hurricane Katrina, which damaged and destroyed so much of the Gulf Coast, including important parts of the criminal justice system. Record-keeping, for instance, which authorities use to keep track of all sorts of criminals. U.S. Marshals are especially concerned over the whereabouts of registered sex offenders who fled the region along with everyone else. They are supposed to let authorities know where they settled, but hardly any of them have. Joining me from New Orleans is U.S. Deputy Marshal Justin Vickers. Deputy Vickers, welcome to the program. How many of these registered sex offenders are missing just from New Orleans? Would it be hundreds?
Well, Alex, I would say yes. Hundreds would be an accurate number.
And where do you think they may be?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what we're trying to find out. We know that a large portion of evacuees went to Texas, and so Texas has been a large focal point. But even with that in mind, even though a large number of people may have been airlifted or bused to Texas, once they settled and received money from FEMA, they may have moved elsewhere. So our search has broadened pretty much to all 50 states.
And how many of these registered sex offenders have you found so far?
Well, we found a number of them, and it's difficult to actually quantify. I can tell you that the U.S. Marshals Service has arrested 14 sex offenders who are under probation and parole supervision who had failed to contact the probation and parole officers. But those are people that we've arrested. People that have actually been located, that number would escalate into the hundreds. A number of people who were from New Orleans, who were just registered sex offenders, aren't necessarily able to be arrested in other jurisdictions at this time.
So you have located hundreds, but hundreds more remain, well, you don't know where they are.
That's correct. But we're working hard and diligently in trying to locate them.
How do you find them?
Well, through a variety of sources, traditional investigative techniques, knocking on doors, talking to neighbors, family members, friends. Also, a number of people have, on their own, made themselves known to us, such as by registering in another jurisdiction, or in some instances, they've committed crimes in other jurisdictions and been arrested. And so a review of their criminal history would indicate a recent arrest since Katrina in another jurisdiction. And then through cooperation with FEMA and through other law enforcement agencies.
So how urgent a problem is this for the U.S. Marshals Service?
Well, we are definitely making it a priority here in New Orleans, and we've had the support of our headquarters division. And since the storm, we have had a permanent detail assigned to this mission, and so it is a priority for us.
You realized right away then, soon after the hurricane, that this was going to be a separate problem along with all the other problems in the evacuation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Deputy Vickers, when you do locate these registered sex offenders, do you want them to move back to New Orleans, or do you simply want them to register wherever they are?
Well, our first goal is to make sure that the local jurisdictions are aware that they're there. So to answer your question, whether they move back to New Orleans or stay in another jurisdiction is really irrelevant. We just want to make sure that they become in compliance. Many of the folks who have evacuated have no place to return to in New Orleans, so I don't think it would be feasible to say that everyone can come back here. So there are going to be a number of people who will never be able to return in the short term, 2, 3, 5 years. So our main goal is to make sure that the communities which may have gained these people are aware that they are there.
Deputy U.S. Marshal Justin Vickers is a fugitive task force coordinator with U.S. Marshals Service in New Orleans. Deputy Vickers, thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex.